miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program Miraculous Events of the Sahaba, a program in which we talk about the saintly miracles of the Sahaba, the karamat that were manifested by the Sahaba and the powers and authorities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. So dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, currently we're talking about the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, of our Mawla, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. We've been discussing about various saintly miracles in our previous episodes, and today inshallah we will continue our discussion regarding more saintly miracles of Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. Before we do that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that he who sends salat upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his abode in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, our topic of discussion is Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and his saintly miracles. Today, the first saintly miracle that we will talk about is the very famous saintly miracle that was manifested by him, which was during the Battle of Khaybar. Such a fierce battle took place there, dear viewers, and Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu wajhahu al-Kareem, his shield was cut. He lost his shield. Now, what he does is that out of that passion, the fervor, the zeal that he had, he advanced forward and he took the gate of the fort of Khaybar. He plucked that gate out and used the door as his shield during that fight. And he would stop the attacks of the enemy through that very door, which he was now using as shield. Now, after the battle ended, dear viewers, that door that Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem used as a shield was so heavy that even 40 people together, 40 men together could not lift it. But Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem not only lifted it but used it as a shield for his safety. Now, this, dear viewers, would we call this the power of a human being? Would we call this to be a power of a very strong person? Of course, this was the power of a very strong person. Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem was among the strongest of the men. However, dear viewers, this is something which is nothing less than a karamat, nothing less than a saintly miracle. As imagine, dear viewers, that 40 men together could not lift that very door. And who were those 40 men who had partook in the battle? So imagine how brave they would also be, how strong they would also be. 40 of them together could not lift it. But Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem not only lifted it, but used it as a shield for himself. So imagine the power, the courage, the zeal that he radhiyallahu anhu had, and the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. What kind of strength would that be that allowed him to lift that door and use it as a shield? It of course is not only strength, it is the karamat, the saintly miracle, the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Now, dear viewers, another power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem was his ability to join back the cut body parts. This is again something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had greatly bestowed upon Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. So once what happened was, dear viewers, that there was a slave who was a sincere devotee of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. He loved Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu immensely. So once what he did was that he committed robbery, he committed theft. And people, they caught him and they brought him in the court of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And this very slave, he also admitted to the theft that he committed. The robbery that he committed, he also confessed to it. He also agreed to it. Now Amir al-Mu'mineen karramallahu wajhahul kareem delivered the verdict, which was to cut his hand. So his hand was cut off. Now when he left for his house, on the way he met Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu and Ibn al-Qara. And Ibn al-Qara asked him that who cut your hand? So the slave replied that Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Ya'sub al-Muslimin damad rasul wa zawj matul. That he radiallahu anhu did with all these great titles. The slave mentioned Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, that he cut my hand. He didn't simply say that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu did, but he addressed him with all these titles: Amir al-Mu'mineen, wa Ya'sub al-Muslimin, Damadi Rasul, Zawji Batul. So all these titles he used to address, to refer to Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. So Ibn Qara, upon this, he asked that Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem cut your hand, and still you're taking his name with such reverence, with such veneration, with such respect, with such honor. So upon this, the slave said, so what happened? He cut my hand, he was right upon it. As he cut my hand, he was right for it, as he saved me from the punishment of hellfire. So Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu heard this conversation that took place between the slave and Ibn al-Qara, and he went to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and relayed to him this entire conversation. So now Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem called the slave whose hand was cut, and what he did was that he placed his hand on his wrist and covered it with a handkerchief and then started to recite something. In the meanwhile, a voice was heard from the unseen saying that remove the handkerchief. So when the handkerchief was removed, then people saw that the hand of the slave had joined back to the wrist as if it had never been cut. There was no mark, no sign of any cut whatsoever. So dear viewers, again, this is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that he could also join the amputated or cut body parts of people back to their bodies. And we've heard in this narration how he radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, he joined back the cut hand of the slave to his wrist, as if it was never cut off. So this is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. But another beautiful lesson, dear viewers, that we learn from this is that this very person, slave, had sincere love for Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. He had that profound, sincere love for him that enabled Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to serve him in this manner. What happened before was the law of Sharia that had to be executed. The person agreed to the theft that he had committed. Hence, the Sharia, the law of Sharia, whatever it was, that was executed. Of course, nothing is above Sharia. But then the sincerity of that very person, the sincere love that he had towards Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, even after whatever had happened, how greatly he revered, how greatly he venerated and honored Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, that is something that we need to learn from. And as a result of it, subhanallah, his hand was joined back to his wrist as if it had never been cut. But great lesson that we have in this is, dear viewers, that the slave, he, what did he say? That he has saved me from the fire of hell, from the punishment of hereafter, from the punishment of hell. Look at the mindset. Imagine if something like this or the smallest of the things happened to us, which the other person does whilst being right, and he rightfully does something to us, We deserved it. The other person rightfully executed something upon us. Imagine how we would react, how we would retaliate. But this very slave, Allahu Akbar, Ibn al-Qara is saying to him that you are talking about Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-Kareem with such dignified titles, yet he has cut your hands. Allahu Akbar. And what did he say? So what? He was right to do so. He saved me from the punishment of fire, from the punishment of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Even after all this, look at the respect that he has in his heart for Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem. So this is again something for us to learn from, dear viewers, that we should also always be respectful towards the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always be respectful towards them and always, always, always make sure that we don't fall short in showing our respect for them. The next saintly miracle, dear viewers, is again an account which shows us the power and the knowledge of the unseen that was granted to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-Kareem by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what once happened was that a little far away from the blessed house of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-Kareem by the masjid, there was a husband and wife who kept fighting the entire night. And in the morning, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu called the husband and wife and asked for the reason of the fight, the conflict, the argument they were having. So the husband said that, O leader of the believers, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, what should I do? After the marriage, I've developed a great hatred for this woman, for her. And seeing this, the wife started to fight with me, started to argue with me. And then it intensified further and we kept arguing and fighting, disputing throughout the night. So now Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-Kareem made all the people who were in his court at that time, made all of them leave his court. And now he said to the woman that whatever I ask you, reply to it truthfully. So he radiallahu anhu asked that, O woman, is this not your name? Is this not your father's name? And the woman replied that, yes, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, you said it right. This is my name and this is my father's name. Then he radiallahu anhu said to the woman that, O woman, remember that due to committing fornication once, you became pregnant. And for quite some time, you and your mother concealed that pregnancy from everyone. And when you started to experience the labor pain, then your mother took you out of the house. And when the son was born, you wrapped him in a piece of cloth and left him in a field. Coincidentally, a dog came to that very son. And your mother, she threw a stone to the dog, but the stone hit the son instead, because of which his head got fractured. And your mother felt pity for him, and out of mercy she bandaged your son's head. Thereafter you and your mother fled from there, you ran away from there, and thereafter you don't know what happened to that very son of yours. Is this account true? The woman, she said that, yes, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu, this entire account, word to word, is true. Then he radiyallahu anhu said to that person, to the man, her husband who came with her, that, also and so, open, uncover your head. When the man, he uncovered his head, there was a mark there. After this, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem said that, O woman, this man is not your husband, he is your son. You both should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he saved you from committing a haram act. So now take your son with you and go to your home. Now, dear viewers, in this account we learn the special spiritual power of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, where he came to know of something which was impossible to learn, which was impossible to know about through apparent means. The husband and wife who had come in the court of Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, Allahu Akbar, how could someone even come to know about the fact that they're not husband and wife but mother and son? But she didn't know about him, he didn't know about her. And Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, relayed the entire account of the woman and she testified to it that word by word, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, as you have suggested, everything is true. So this again, dear viewers, shows us, it is evident from this account that Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, had been given special authorities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which he would come to know about even the past events of people which were not, which did not transpire in front of him, or which were impossible for any ordinary person to know about. He radiallahu anhu was even aware of those facts, as was evident from this very account. However, dear viewers, one beautiful pearl of wisdom that we can learn from this account, along with many others, one pearl of wisdom is that Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he made all the people who were present in the court at that time leave the court. So when Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, relayed the entire past of the woman to her, there was no one else present in that court at that time. So it was Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, the husband and wife, who actually were mother and son, only these three people were there. So when the initial proceeding started, there were other people as well. But now Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, was going to reveal the past of the woman. So he radiallahu anhu made all the people leave the room, leave the court. And in seclusion, he radiallahu anhu mentioned all those facts, the past of the woman to her. So this is again, dear viewers, great teaching for us that when we are in a position of delivering a verdict, of resolving resolving an issue or something like this, then we should be very, very careful that if we are discussing someone's personal matters, if we are aware of someone's certain facts, certain matters which other people do not know of, or they're very, very personal and specific to any individual, then we should make sure that we don't reveal those facts to other people. If we have to speak about those facts, then we should make sure that the self-dignity and self-esteem of the other person is also taken care of, is also regarded whilst we are talking about it, whilst we are dealing with it. Because many matters, Javis, would involve talking about the personal matters of the individuals. So when this is the case, we should make sure that they are not disclosed in front of other people. Otherwise, the self-esteem, the dignity of the other person also gets compromised. Unfortunately, we publicize these kind of things. We publicize the secrets and personal matters of other people to other people. In fact, nowadays is the era of social media. And in this day and age, what do? We post it online and we find a lot of peace in doing so. No, dear viewers, how beautifully Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, made everyone leave that room. And then it was just Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and those two people there, the husband and wife, or mother and son, in front of whom Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, mentioned the past of that woman. Only the relevant people in front of them, Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, spoke of that matter. So the self-esteem of that woman was still preserved in the sight of other people who were present in the room, who were made to leave. Her self-esteem, self-respect was preserved in the sight of other people. The conflict was also resolved. The past was also mentioned and everything was settled. But her self-esteem, her dignity was also preserved. So this is something that we should take from this very saintly miracle of Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and also have in our lives where we should not publicize other people's private matters, personal matters, something that we know of to others, unless Sharia requires us to do so. Again, there's a fine line in understanding this. If Sharia requires us to do so, then of course, by all means. But in majority of the cases, or certain cases, this is not the case. So we need to be very, very careful that if we end up being in any similar kind of situation, then we should be regardful of the self-esteem, of the dignity of other people. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will see its benefits. Otherwise, again, they are very detrimental consequences that a person can face, because by doing so, a person falls into backbiting, slandering, accusing, many, many sins, and even lying in some cases. And the detriments of this will be faced for the person in this world as well as in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon the blessed shrine of Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. And may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. رضي الله